Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. I'm calling in regards to account 327-334-2002.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. I got 32, let me see here. 327-334-2002.
0002, yeah.
Oh, there's an extra zero in there. There we go. Okay, so can you confirm the name associated with the account?
William Jackson.
And the address?
38 Reading Ridge Drive West, Jacksonville, Florida, 32225.
And then finally, the email address.
Jackson A. William at Gmail.
Okay, thank you. And I see that this is in regards to your DeLorean buildup. And when I pulled
Yes,
up the
sir.
account, the first thing that came up says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because the magazine for DeLorean buildup issue 79 is out of stock.
Okay, yeah, that's not what this is in regards to.
Okay, how may I help you today?
So, sorry, I'll try to make this as simple and as quick as possible. On April 30th, I was charged for issues 54 to 65, and it was supposed to have been shipping. That's when the shipping confirmation came through, and I'm on the 12 issue per week plan or whatever, and I hadn't received any of those issues. I called in yesterday, and I asked if they knew what was going on or if they had any tracking information because the tracking number didn't work. And at that time, I had let her know that if she, because she said she was going to reship them. And I said, okay, well, I don't need issues 63, 64, 65. Just send me 54 to 62 and then like three more issues later or whatever. I guess she had those overnighted or something because I received those issues today, but I only got 55 to 61. So in short, I need issue 54, 62, and then credit for three issues.
The package was not overnighted. That was a package that was already in process of shipping, probably the one where the tracking link was broken and didn't work. Because
Well,
we have, there has
I
had
have a
been.
drop ship. I have a drop ship letter in here. It's not the normal shipment letter.
We never have any cases in which we like. There's never a case in which a customer calls us and says, hey, there's a problem. I need this to be reshipped. And then we send it over, with the request for reshipment, and the warehouse fulfills it that day, mails it out that day, and the customer gets it the next day. That's
Yeah,
unheard
I
of.
mean, I have a drop shipment letter, and it at the very top at the header it says May 18th, and this
That's crazy.
these issues were supposed to be shipped in April, and it says
Wow.
total item amount $0, shipping and handling zero, tax zero, amount paid, amount due zero.
Well,
So
that's neat.
these yeah these are this is not the box that shipped in April. This is sent when I called a couple, either yesterday or 2 days ago. I thought it was yesterday, but it must have been the 18th.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever
So,
seen that happen in ever.
it blew my mind too. But yeah, what it is, I'm paying for 12 issues, but I only received seven. So I
There's.
need it.
I think it's going out in two batches. Let me check and see it
Okay.
on the reships because I see two different requests for reship, and one of them was fulfilled. And it looks like one of them has not been fulfilled. So let's
Okay.
pull up the list of items that can be reshipped. And I thank you for your patience.
No worries.
Okay, so let's see here. Which of the ones did you need? Did you need to still be shipped?
54 and 62. I did not need 63, 4, or 5.
54 and 62. Okay, let me check on the status of what's going on with those because there's a lot of reships. Okay, so 54 and 62. 62 says reshipped on 5/18. And that so I have to check the notes on the reship. And then 54 was reshipped on 5/17.
Yeah.
So if that was the case, then 54 is going out because see, it looks like, but you said you let's see, it says 54, and then that is 55, but. And those are requested for reship on the 17th. So those were supposed to be together. And it says that it hasn't been confirmed that they've shipped yet, nor does it. But it does confirm that 61, 62, and 63 are supposed to have been reshipped on the 18th. But I mean, if you didn't get 62, I could request it be reshipped again. But 54 is already in the process of going out with the other package, separate from the one that you just got. Or actually, it says reshipped.
Package?
It says reshipped on 5/17, and that says reshipped on 5/18, but that doesn't say confirmed. But then it says on 5/14, what is confirmed to have been reshipped. So the reship was requested on May 14th, and then it says it has been confirmed as having been fulfilled, and that was 55 through 61. So that's why you didn't get 62 and 54, because those actually haven't shipped out as of yet.
Okay. As long as I get those two, that's great. But at the same time, the original fulfillment was for 54 to 65, and when I never received those, I might have been incorrect about the time that I called. I just checked my last call for this number and assumed that was when I called for this particular issue. But when I called stated to say that I hadn't received that shipment at all and they were going to do the reship, I'd said, okay, I don't need 63, 4, or 5. So the new reship was for 54 to 62, right? So that's, what is that? That's 9 issues. So I had originally paid on April 30th for 12 issues. So am I going to be able to get credit for those 3 issues that I didn't request reshipment on?
I mean, we would send you out any of the issues that are due to you. So I'm just a little bit confused on how you could pay for something. And then us, you know, we're going to, I mean, without us, fulfilling that. I mean, we're going to fulfill it. If you've paid for it, it will be fulfilled.
But, okay.
What is
so
it that you've paid for that you didn't get?
I paid for 54 through 65. Didn't receive
right.
any of them. I called in, and she was reshipping it, and she was having to do it one issue at a time. And I have at my house already 63 to 65. I said, okay, well, to save you time, I don't actually need those three issues. So just do the 54 to 62. So that's what was reordered. There are three more issues that I paid for but wasn't going to get. So I said, okay, can you just put that on the next order?
But okay, so I understand you said you had 63 through 65.
Yes.
But those were to be included with the shipment that you paid $160.20 total, which was supposed to include 54 through 65, like you mentioned. So how would you already have 63 through 65 if we didn't send them to you?
This is my second subscription for this. And I ordered mods through a third party, so I didn't use these issues. Those are the seats and whatnot.
Oh, because see,
so
the problem...
I used 3D printed seats and had these up on the shelf in my house already.
Yeah, see, the problem that we run into is those have been shipped out. So let me pull up the list of items so I can get the date, the information on them shipping. Because they're supposed to have already been shipped out.
If it went out on this most recent reship, then there's no issue. I mean, I'll deal with that and see if I can't, you know, put it on a parts wanted page or something. I mean, that would be my worst case scenario, but I was just trying to save the trouble.
Oh, no. I mean, we always have the ability, like, because you know how these buildups are, you know, they come with every single kit that you need. But if you already had some of the kits and you didn't contact us before we shipped them to say,
yeah,
hey, look,
initially,
I already have this. Can we skip these numbers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if we mail you out some of the extras that you don't need, you can mail them back to us for a refund. That's not a problem.
That's not
a problem whatsoever. If when you get those, you could mail them back to us for a refund. If they just never show up and you never get them and you never did get them, well, then, of course, we would provide you with a refund for product you didn't receive. That's not a problem. Yeah, because we're not in the business of keeping your money for something that we're not providing to you. But I see. So 63 is supposed to be a part of a reship that was submitted on May 18th. 64 and 65 were supposed to be part of a shipment from April 30th. So let me check the notes on the account. Let's see here. So the April 30th, April 30th. That tracking link is not going to work, though.
Yeah, it never did. That's why I initially called a few days ago. Because I never got anything and the link never worked.
Okay.
So I was under the assumption nothing ever went out because, you know, whenever an order is created, it gives the link itself, but it doesn't become active until it leaves the site.
So there's another.
It never left the site.
Oh, yes, sir. So there's another shipment that is to go out. Let's see. Okay, I'm trying to. The notes on the ledger can be confusing. So this is, let's see. So that's the May 14th. Let's see.
Yeah, that's
May
66 4th. Through 77.
Yeah, that's 60. You're right about that. So let's see. So that shipped. And then there's one reship with a tracking link that doesn't work. And then there's supposed to be another tracking link. But the other tracking link hasn't been made available as of yet, but there wasn't a reship request on those other items. So let's see here. What does it say about April 26th? Let's see. And I apologize for the delay.
No problem.
Okay, so let's see here. So 63 was reshipped, but 64 and 65 were not reshipped.
Okay.
So if there was any refund that could possibly be provided, I could only refund 64 and 65 if you never got them. But you're supposed to still be getting 63 because there was a reship request for 63.
And you said 54 as well?
54 is, 54, that was a reship request on May 17th. Let's see. So the reship request on May 17th was for, that's 55, 54 and 55. And then 61, 62, and 63, there was a reship request for that on May 18th. And then 64 and 65, there was no reship request. But they were supposed to be part of that shipment that you were needing to be reshipped that was supposed to have shipped out on April 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you didn't get that shipment from April 30th, and we didn't reship out 64 and 65, then I could refund you for 64 and 65.
Okay. Yeah, as long as the 54 and 62 are supposed to be coming in, then, yeah, I'm fine with just the two issues to get refunded.
Let's see. Your customer did not receive kits 64 and 65. Let's see here. And so let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No problem. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. So that would be 13, 35, 26, 70 would be the refund for those two. So let's see here.
Oh.
And I thank you for your patience.
You're okay.
Okay, so now there exists a $26.70 credit on the account. Let's see here.
Yeah, I don't need that back. Yeah, that can just go towards the next shipment if you're able to do that.
That's what I was just checking on now. To try to make it easier for you. Let's see here. Because I was going to offer the ability to either provide it as a refund or provide it as, or just leave it as a credit on the account.
Yeah,
but if you want to just,
would be great.
Yeah, if you just want to leave it as just a credit, then we'll just leave it as a credit. And then whenever you're, whenever it's time for you to be charged for another shipment, it would, the amount that you would be charged would just be less the $26.70.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Then we'll just leave it that way. Okay. All right. So you, I've got that taken care of for you, and you've still got some items. You know, the 54 and 62 that were should be they'll still be going out. And it did give me a message indicating that the next shipment has been delayed. I think it said because issue 79 was out of stock.
Okay.
Let me pull that up again. Let me check. Let
yeah,
me
that that shouldn't – I don't believe I've been charged for that one yet. My most recent charge was on the 14th for 66 through 77.
Oh, yeah. That one is in good progress for getting out to you. I think it said, when I looked at the tracking on, I think it said departed shipping partner provider as of May 20th or something like that.
Okay.
I could pull up the tracking again and I could actually get you tracking links for that shipment if you'd like. That's not a problem.
It should be in the email that I received. I haven't checked the status of it, but it should be in there.
Oh, yes, sir. And also, just so you know, whenever you get an email from us that says that we've shipped your you know, that your order has shipped, instead of waiting for the U.S. Postal Service information to update whenever it finally updates, you can take the tracking number for the Postal Service and you can go to DHL.com and you can enter the United States Postal Service tracking number and track the package with that there at DHL.com. So you can track the package that makes its way out to your area before it gets released to the United States Postal Service.
Oh, okay.
All righty. And
I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah. See, I deduced that from helping customers and, you know, helping them with tracking and then noticing that the tracking on the packet, the tracking information says that the product provided to United States Postal Service by DHL. So I said, oh, okay, so if it was provided by DHL to the Postal Service, then that must mean that the tracking, we might be able to track things through DHL before they get to the Postal Service. So I tried tracking it through DHL using the United States Postal Service tracking number, and it worked. So I've been helping customers that way, so that that way the customer, because you don't, I mean, there's no telling how long it's going to take DHL to get the package to the Postal Service. But when you get that email, like you could get the email saying, you know, your package has shipped. Here's your United States Postal Service tracking information. Well, if DHL take a week to get that that package to the Postal Service, you're sitting there for a week with your only thing you have when you click on that tracking link is United States Postal Service with something that might say currently awaiting item. For a whole week, you know, that's all you get to see. Well, now, you know, I'm trying to tell as many people as possible about the fact that, you know, if they want, instead of waiting that week and only seeing currently awaiting package, they can check out the tracking at DHL's website so they can, you know, keep a better eye on their package, because it's so very important, especially in this day and age where there's so many porch pirates that exist. So it's very important that people be able to keep a good eye on their tracking information so that they, you know, can reduce the possibilities that anyone can sneak up on their porch and get their package.
Yeah, I've got a camera, but yeah, most of the times I have a oversized box thing for my mailbox, and it normally gets locked in there. If it's too big though, and it comes to the porch, then I'm able to see it on the camera.
Oh, very cool. That's cool that you have the oversized mailbox. So that would be something that would be very handy for anyone that's receiving these types of packages to have to protect their
packages. It's not me particularly. They have a lockbox at the end of the road. So I have my normal mail, but then if you have an oversized, they leave a key in your mailbox. So then you're able to open up the oversized locker.
Oh, okay. I understand that now. Okay. Yes, sir. And I'm sending you the tracking for the most recent shipment. Let's see here. And I'll have that out to you here in just a moment. Okay. So I have sent that email to your email address. It includes the link to the DHL tracking, as well as the link to the United States Postal Service tracking. And the subject of the email reads, tracking for Eagle Moss shipment. And then in the future, if you ever want, you can just, you know, reference DHL at the beginning of the package's journey. And then once it reaches USPS, of course, you can track it through USPS.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for all your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, I think I've consumed enough of your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. And if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
And you too. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.